welcome to episode 38 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Robin, Andy, Lindsay, and Sandy. When we last talked about Cancun, Andy and I had just returned from a research trip as guests of the Cancun Tourism Board. Recently, Sandy traveled there for training with the Mark Travel Group, as well as Lomas Travel, a destination specialist in the area. She visited 12 resorts and had some different experiences on her trip than we had on ours, so we wanted to hear what she thought. Let's get started.
Okay, guys, you got any questions?
Well, Lomas Travel, what do they do?
Okay, so a destination specialist is basically who we would book to do your travel from the airport to the resort. So when you arrive in Cancun, you wouldn't know this if you didn't have somebody telling you, but you really need to walk clear customs and walk past all the timeshare people and the taxi stands and go outside, and that's where all the arranged travel is. And there's other travel companies too, but Lomas will have a placard with your name and stuff, and they'll take you to your resort. But they also do excursions and things like that. And if you want to plan, you know, you're going to an all-inclusive, but if you want to plan to visit some, you know, Mayan ruins, or you want to do like an ATV excursion or snorkeling or a catamaran or something like that, then we can set it up with Lomas Travel.
Which hotel did you stay in?
So we stayed at Live Aqua. That was our host hotel, and it was awesome. It was adult only. It felt like a spa. When you walked in, you see these vast sweeping views of the ocean because everything's all glass in the lobby. So you see the really, really blue water. It's unbelievable there how pretty the ocean is.
Wow.
The sand and the pools are all turquoise too. So it really adds to the atmosphere. That one was really good. One of the things I really liked about Live Aqua was that all the rooms face the ocean. So you don't have to worry that you're going to end up facing the lagoon, which is nice. You know, the lagoon is okay, but you really, I don't know. I kind of think if you're going to Cancun, you want to see the beach. Their whole theme is around the five senses. So when you walk in, you see this awesome, amazing view of the ocean, and you can smell all the aromatherapy they have. And they do like a hand massage after you check in, and they have soothing music playing, and they bring you this drink called aqua tea. And I can't remember what it, I think it's like mint and I don't know, black tea. And I can't remember what it all was, but it was really good. So it's cool. And then when you get to your room, they have a little aromatherapy pot in all the rooms, and they have a menu, and you can decide, oh, I want to be energized, or I want the romantic scent. So you can fill out the little menu and request scents, and they'll bring them to you. And they had like a little zen garden with sand that you could rake before you went to bed to kind of, you know, mellow you out and stuff.
Wow.
I was all about it. I thought it was so cool.
What scent did you choose?
I didn't do it. If I'm really being honest, I got a little tired of all the scents everywhere. So when I went to my room, I just opened my door because I was on the 8th floor. So I knew people weren't looking in my room or anything like that. I just opened the door and let that, you know, ocean breeze come in. And that's what I liked. But one of the really cool things I liked, you know, I know in our last podcast, Elizabeth and Andy had mentioned that there's always got to be like a teppanyaki restaurant, an Italian restaurant, and a steakhouse. So it had all that, but it had a little sushi, like a sushi counter, really. So it was really cool. It wasn't like a sushi restaurant where you go in and sit down. It was like you're coming back from the pool, and you're going to eat in a couple hours, but you want something real quick. You go by, and you have them make you some fresh sushi. And, you know, or there's like a bar nearby, so you're hanging out having drinks at the bar. Oh, I think I'll go get a sushi roll. You know, I loved that. I thought that was one of the coolest things.
Out of all the hotels that you saw, what was your favorite?
Well, I would definitely go back to Live Aqua. And one of the nice things about it being a host hotel is you get to spend a lot of time there. So I really got to try the restaurants every night and the bars and the pool and all that stuff. Because the other ones, you're just kind of being whisked through, and they all kind of start to blend together. But one that I really loved was the Hyatt Zilara. And that one is just, they just took it over. It used to be a different hotel name, and I can't remember what it was before. But they had like an aerial performance in the lobby, and they had these really cool swim-out suites that the pool for the swim-out suites was actually attached to four rooms. So I just felt like it would have been such a cool place to go with three other couples. If you have a group of friends that you want to go to, that entire pool would be yours. You just walk right out of your room and down the steps, and you're in a pool.
That's cool.
And it was cool because they had, oh, one of the really cool things about that one that I liked, if you are in one of the top four level rooms, they have a special chef's table for one of the nights that you're there. And so it's like a 3-hour experience. The chef picks the menu. It's up to their discretion and you can book the chef's table. And so, and that's included. That's part of the package for the, wow, the concierge level.
Which resort has the best beach?
Oh, you know, that's such a hard question because I'm not a beach person. And, you know, one of the things you hear about Cancun is the seaweed in the ocean and stuff. And to be quite honest, there's seaweed all, I mean, you know, it kind of comes and goes, and I don't really think there's anything you can do about it. So, but I don't really swim in the ocean because I grew up at the beach. But actually, Live Aqua had a really good beach. I'm trying to think what family one might have had a good beach. We didn't really do a lot of beach. But one of the places we visited was Maroma Beach, which is, it's listed as one of the top 10 beaches by, I want to say the Travel Channel. And that's where we did our excursion, but the Dream, or not Dreams, the El Dorado Maroma is there, and that's operated by Charisma. And Charisma's thing is gourmet inclusive, so they really focus on their food. But one of the things that they really focus on that I loved was sustainability. And so all around the resort, they had like these signs posted about, and it just had this really cool feel to it, you know, about how sustainable everything was and how they were working to kind of be more environmental. And that was right next door to where we did our excursion. So that one had a really nice beach. And then another thing that's really cool about that one is they're building over the water bungalows. So that's, oh, wow, that is adult only though. And it used to have a Generations attached to it, which is their family product, but the that's not there anymore. So the family rooms are now part of El Dorado Maroma one. So it's all adult. That one, it's a really nice beach.
It sounds like the ones you've talked about so far were all adult. Is that true?
I really liked all the adult ones. There were some family ones. Some of the family ones I saw were the same ones you and Andy visited. I saw the Hard Rock, which I really did love and would love to take my family there. We went to Fiesta Americana our last night, and that's where you guys stayed. So y'all got a lot better feel for it than we did. It was raining really hard that day, and so we kind of whisked through the tour, and we had dinner there. It was really good, but I didn't really, I mean, I would take my family there, you know. And then we saw the Riu Palace Peninsula, which was very purple. And and then there's one of the sections we visited was Playa Mujeres. Basically, we drove all the way up through the hotel zone, and it took us kind of a while. But if you're coming straight from the airport, you wouldn't go through the hotel zone. You'd go straight there, and it would only be like 25, 30 minutes. It's a gated community up at the top of the peninsula, and it's got like a marina there and some other stuff. But it also has this group of hotels, which are the Excellence Group, excuse me. So out of the three that are there, the Beloved is a family one, and Finest is a family one, and then Excellence is the adult-only one there. Those were pretty nice. Those were very quiet. If you don't want the party atmosphere, and you want just the beach and the quiet resort, those are really good options for that.
So would Excellence be good for, like, a honeymoon couple?
Yeah, it would. It would be a good one.
Who doesn't want party stuff?
Yeah, I really felt like those resorts were really quiet. They have, a club level, that has like a private beach there. So that would be pretty nice. And if you're staying at Finest with family and you're over 18 and you're in the club level, you can go over to the Excellence club level from Finest too. Okay. So that was pretty cool. That, you know, is a good option. But Beloved was really, really quiet, and they do have a kids club, but the way they described it to us is it would be a really good resort for like a couple with a baby, didn't necessarily want to put their kid in the kids club, but just wanted a nice kind of calm, chill place. And I definitely saw that there. That was really neat. They had these casitas, which were these buildings with four rooms in them, and two on the bottom, two on the top. And the ones on the bottom had their own private little pool, and the ones on the top had a rooftop terrace and a plunge pool. So, ooh, I know, those were nice. So nice. Ooh. And they had like a jacuzzi and, yeah, those were really nice. And the rooms were like 900 square feet. Like their smallest rooms were that big. Yeah. So that's another thing about those. They're big. They're like little apartments. So
little. Really nice. If money was no object, and you had a honeymoon couple, where would you put them out of all the hotels that you saw?
If it was a honeymoon couple, I would put them in an adult only. One of the ones I really liked was LeBlanc. That one is a AAA 5-diamond resort. And that one was really pretty, and it's very spa-like and very tranquil. And I think that would be a really good romantic fit. Live Aqua would be good for honeymoons, too. I think while we were there, there was actually a business conference going on. So they actually have conference space in the basement level. It's not going to be all couples. So LeBlanc really felt like it was, couples. And the Hyatt Zilara felt like, any of these would be good for honeymoons, but the Hyatt Zilara felt like it would be good for a bunch of friends, like groups of friends traveling together and stuff. Or El Dorado Maroma Beach would be really good for honeymoons, too. That one was really nice.
And for foodies, I know the Charisma Resorts really, that food thing, they take it really seriously.
And the excursions next door to it were we did, our choices were snorkeling and catamaran, which I have snorkeled before, so I decided to do the ATVs and speedboats. The ATV was fun. I really liked it. We got lucky and got to have our own ATVs, but really they wanted us to double up. And it's a little bit close for people you just met. And so we were really happy when they found a couple extra ATVs for us. Yeah. And then the speedboats, we doubled up for the speedboats, which was fine, except that it started raining. And so the sea got pretty choppy and the rain felt like needles hitting us. And I don't feel like I need to do that again. So
yeah. I think maybe that would be a little bit different experience, though, if you were, curled up with your loved one there.
Yeah, it would. Or, it probably is something I would have really enjoyed in my 20s. Now that I'm in my 40s, I don't feel like I need to do it again. The people who went on the catamaran, they got to do this thing called a spinnaker, which is sort of like parasailing, but not really. Well, kind of. Little bit.
So what you're saying is...
So they had the swing, and it is, I guess it's attached to a parachute. I didn't see the pictures of what it was attached to, but they're behind the boat. They don't go up as high as a parasail, but they do swing back and forth, and they, if you're coordinated enough, you can stand up in the swing. So a lot of people did that. And then when they were done, they just jumped into the water. So it's really kind of nothing like a parasail, but they all got to do that. And I don't know. I don't know if I would have wanted to do that either, but they had, they had a dolphin swim excursion there, which I didn't see, but it was above us. And they had camels. You could go ride camels.
I had no idea there were camels in Mexico.
You know what else they had? Yeah. This is so cool. They had those jetpack things that you can strap on and it shoots water below you. So you fly above the surface of the water. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I wish that wasn't an option, but I would have totally done that.
That
looked really cool.
Sounds dangerous.
Yes. It does. We were pulling into Nassau one time on a cruise ship and I saw somebody doing that. Just on his, it was his own personal,
That looked so cool. Yeah.
I don't remember what they're called because it's water. It's not air. It's water that shoots out, I think.
I think I might have taken pictures of all the stuff, but.
That's very cool.
Yeah. I'd have to look and see if I have the information on it.
I don't know. I think. Once in my life, I'd like to ride a camel.
Yeah.
I'm told
I don't know why.
I am told they spit too, Lindsay. Yeah. I'm not sure.
And be careful.
We drove past them on the ATVs. That was.
The water really, I've never been to Mexico. Is the water really clear there?
Yeah.
So, can you see through the bottom?
Well, okay. So I didn't walk onto the beach.
Oh, that's right.
I told people the first day, I was like, all right, you guys need to make sure I walk onto the beach because I won't.
The questions we should be asking are, Sandy, what did the bar look like?
Yeah. And it all comes back.
Okay, so the bar was pretty nice. They actually, one of the things I really like is the alcohol and stuff in your room. So I can have a beer while I'm, hanging out, getting a shower and stuff. They had scales in the rooms, which I thought was interesting. And after the week was over, I was like, I probably should have been weighing myself. Just, because I didn't feel like I was eating all the time, but I was kind of eating all the time. And drinking a lot, too. Not a lot, but, But it's there.
That is an unnecessary vacation.
Yeah, that would be something that I would put a towel over.
Yeah, right. Ignore it. We don't want to...
It helps when it's raining, too, to have that all-inclusive.
Yeah.
There's alcohol in your room, so if it's raining, you can just hang out.
Out of all the ones that you went to, the family ones, which one, if you could only pick one, which one would you bring your family to?
Probably Hard Rock. One of the things that was so cool about Hard Rock, and I know this was mentioned in our last podcast, And Hard Rock does this at their regular resorts too, where you can check out a guitar at the, you know, front desk and stuff. But the all-inclusives do this thing where they take it a step further, and they have, like, one night they'll do a jam band. And so you go, and if you get to sign up, you know, they, like, obviously they only can take a few people at a time per day, but they'll teach you the guitar or the bass or the drums or, you know, like, one of the instruments, and then the band plays at the resort theater. And then they have one that's, like, shooting a video, and they did one that's, like, a spin school where you can learn to DJ. And so I thought that was really cool. I think that my kids would have enjoyed that. And if you have smaller kids, they have PBS Kids Club theme. So there's Barney, which I didn't even know Barney was still on.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, Barney and Angelina, Ballerina, and Bob the Builder. We saw them walking around. But I really love the vibe of Hard Rock anyway. And I definitely, we stayed there in Orlando and I really liked it. So I would love to do the Hard Rock All-Inclusive.
I was really impressed with how it isn't a huge party place. I mean, it is, but it isn't. You hear about it and you think Spring Breakers and you think, you know, wild parties, and they do have some sort of rock and roll kind of activities, but, you know, we just saw people hanging out. It looked like any bar on a Saturday night that I've ever been to, but it was kid friendly, you know, mm-hmm. It was families with their kids, you know, shooting pool or chatting or whatever. So
we didn't spend much time at Iberostar. I think I would have liked that one. They were full that day. They were at 100% occupancy, so we didn't get to see any rooms. But they had, like, some kind of soccer draft going on. I don't know who for. So it was full of soccer players that day. And I didn't realize it till after we left. And I would have been taking pictures of all these people if I'd have realized it. Maybe somebody would have known who they are, but I didn't know. Yeah. But another cool one that I think for families...
purely for research purposes.
Yeah, I know, right? This guy. But Moon Palace was another one that was really cool. And that one was huge. It's got three sections to it. The one we saw, they told us it usually takes 3 hours to do a site inspection, and they breezed us through in 30 minutes. It was really a blur, but some of the things that really stood out to me was when we were driving into it, which you're going through down this really long road to get to, so it's pretty secluded. There were all these bike paths, and people were riding bikes, and that's included. They have bikes there for people, and you can just go get a bike and, you know, ride along the bike path. And they have an arena that holds 10,000 people. So they have concerts and stuff. And if you stay there a certain amount of nights, you get free tickets to the concert. And so I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, nice. And then for the kids, this one I think my kids would really like too. The kids clubs were really cool. They had like Xbox and arcades and stuff. They had the Flow Rider there, which was included if you want to learn to surf.
You're a little bit more adventurous.
So that one was really, these are the luxury end though. These are the higher end ones. So if money were no object, that's where I would take my family.
And Cancun, you know, we focused on a lot of high-end stuff, but Cancun does have something for every budget. And actually, I've priced Live Aqua, you know, for a much lower budget. If you cut your trip down a little bit and don't upgrade the room too high, and those rooms are all, as you said, they all face the ocean, right?
So,
you know, even your lowest room, you're going to see the ocean. So, there are options. So if you're hearing this stuff and thinking, cha-ching, it's not necessarily so. I mean, actually considering you're getting all your food included and all your drinks and everything else.
And the restaurants at Live Aqua were really good. Mm-hmm. We did the molecular gastronomy. Mm-hmm. Is that how we say this?
Ate a cricket.
Yeah. There were crickets on my salad, and I did try the beef tongue. Which, if I didn't know what it was, I know Robin's making such a face because she's a super taster. Well, that wasn't all. There was stuff that I wouldn't try. There were sweet breads on there, and somebody ordered and we're like, you know, that's not bread, right? I didn't try the sweet breads, but I tried the beef tongue and the grasshopper salad. One grasshopper was enough. I didn't feel like I needed to eat anymore. Mm-hmm. But one of the girls that was on the trip told, you know, she put it like this. She's like, I'll try it because that's what people in other parts of the world do eat. And so she just kind of looked at it that way. And when you think of it that way, it's not that weird. It's a little weird.
I don't know. People jump off of cliffs too. And I still think it's a good idea. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode really. To leave comments, you have lots of choices. Visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away, or you can email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Robin, Andy, Lindsay, Sandy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.